Strategic Wealth Strategies podcast with our host, Alan Porter. Alan, what's going on, man? How are you?
How are you doing? Doing great today. Nice, beautiful day out here in North Carolina.
Hey, you always say it's a beautiful day in North Carolina. Never really. It's always sunny.
Well, it's not always sunny, but it's halfway. I mean, it's 65 degrees here and sunny.
Okay.
When I hate cold weather, and this is the time of year it starts warming up. I love it. I got my pool fixed now and golfing. It's my time of year.
All right. So today we're going to continue to talk about retirement because guess what, Alan? It's what everyone thinks about, especially if they're in a job they don't like anymore, right? What they're going to do about retirement. And our topic today is going to really be eye-opening. Alan, did you see the article in the Wall Street Journal that states the new magic number for retirement is $1 in $43 million? What do they mean by that?
$1.43 million.
Well, okay.
Here's the thing. I've read the same article and I looked at it and I started laughing. I said, you see these television commercials. What's your number? They say, okay, your number is $1,200,000 to give you a good retirement. Well, guess what? What happens if that has a market loss? They take nothing into consideration. I'm reading this whole article. I'm going to read some things when we go through these questions. But it's not the number. It's about the distribution of your assets. Like I've always said, Neil, it's not about rate of return. It's about the distribution of your assets. And if your stock portfolio goes down, you're running into risk of running out of money for several different reasons. But people, this whole article does not mention one thing about insurance products, cash value life insurance, that eliminate the risk in retirement, eliminate tax risk, that eliminate longevity risk. That gives you tax-free money for long-term care, that eliminate the number one fear in retirement, running out of money before you run out of life. Nothing about fixed or fixed indexed annuities. It's all a stock portfolio. It's all propaganda by Wall Street. And I want to read you something here. This is the retirement map. There is no single magic number for a formula for knowing when it's financially safe to retire. The actual size of the nest egg you need depends on factors, including your income, marital status, expected longevity, where you plan to live in retirement, and whether you want to leave money to heirs. And this is by Fidelity. Not one thing in here do they say anything about the risk in retirement that will decimate your retirement. And these people are supposed to be fiduciaries. Look out. They're legally obligated to look out for your best interest.
Okay, so I'm going to go before I go to this next question because you're really getting me thinking. $1.43 million is all you need if you're going to live 30 more years?
Well, that's what they say, but they're not taking into account inflation. But it's just like, that
means you're only getting $100,000, not even $100,000, and it's run out in 10 years.
No, at a 4% distribution rate, that's only about $57,000.
Oh, you don't get the full amount of the one?
Well, let's say like $1 million at a 4% distribution rate. That's $40,000 a year. That used to be a safe distribution rate to last until for 30 years. Now that's down to 2.8%. And where they're getting these numbers from, I have no idea.
Who can live off that, Alan?
Well, there's some people living off it, but that's not the life I want to retire to.
Oh, that's sure as heck not the life I want to retire to, Alan, or else I'm never retiring. But there you go. That's why you never gun.
It's just like Social Security. It's special. You have to run out by 2033. If they don't do something, Social Security, well, they've got to do something for Social Security because over 50% of people rely on it as their number one asset in retirement. But it's going to be reduced 23 to 27% if nothing's done. That's huge for people.
Yeah. Alan, I know that you have gone over this before, but what about the risks in retirement?
This is just crazy, especially when I talk to people that all they have is a financial planner that manages their 401k or their stock portfolio. And I asked him, I said, has your financial planner ever told you, explained to you, and educated you on sequential returns risk? And they said, no, what is it? These people are 60 to 75 years of age. I said, this is what happens. If you go to retire in the first 3 years to the next 3 years after you retire, if you have a down market, in those first 3 years, as compared to the last 3 years of a 10 or 20 year period, you're going to be out of money because what happens is you're taking money from a depleting asset. You're not putting any more money back in. You start taking out $1 million at 4% distribution rate. That's $40,000 a year. guess what? The next year you lost 10%. So now you're down to 900,000 minus the 40,000 that you took out the year before, minus the fees they charge you, because you have to pay a fee whether you make money or not. So now maybe you're taking a 7 or 8% distribution rate. If it goes down again, now you're at 10 or 15% distribution rate. You're going to be out of money in probably 6th to the 9th year.
That's
no idea about it.
I know. And they think, wow, $1 million. Yeah. I still don't understand this distribution rate. Well, I think I did the math, Alan. I divided $1 million by 10, and that's $100,000. And you're not keeping all that, right? After
Jesse, that's the other thing. You know, like a 1% fee in a 401k over a 30-year period will reduce your income by 1/3. The average fee by a 401k by Lat Times and Forbes magazine is 2.99%. People are going to have less than half of their money in retirement plans. And then after that, guess what they get to do? They got to pay 20 to over 50% in taxes. They just don't have the money and they're not planning for it.
And the Roth IRA is a little different, right?
Well, Roth IRA is absolutely great, but the Roth IRA, which in stock portfolio, will still give you many of the risk in retirement. Now, the number one risk in retirement is running out of money before you run out of life. And a Roth portfolio in a stock market will eliminate tax risk. It'll eliminate government risk. It'll eliminate sequence returns risk, but it will not eliminate sequence of returns risk. Because if your money's in that stock portfolio and that sequence happens, like I said, in your first 3 years, you're going to be out of money. And it's a crime that people don't know this. And, you know, I ask people, I said, well, why do you think that is? Well, I don't know. I said, well, maybe it's because they get paid a fee whether you make money or not.
Exactly. And they're going to say 8 to 10% is the average stock market for the every year, 8 to 10%. And the problem is, Alan, they're not talking about all the fees that are involved. They're not looking at that. They say, yeah, your money did increase 8 to 10%. We're not going to show you the fees.
Yeah, but it's just like Dave Ramsey says, oh, you can invest in mutual funds, get a 12% return, then take 10% out for your return. That's the worst advice I've ever heard, among other things he says. Now, I agree with some of the things he says, but I don't want to get that into this on this podcast. But the stuff that I read in this Wall Street Journal, there's not one mention of fixed or fixed indexed annuities or cash value life insurance, because it's all put on by Fidelity and Northwestern. That's the only people they interview. And some of the stuff they put in here, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, other risk, it's longevity risk, which is a risk multiplier. The older you get, the more risk you're going to have. Government tax risk is absolutely huge. And also the market risk is absolutely, we live in a market right now. We don't know what's going to happen next month, let alone next year.
Right. And somehow if Biden wins, the market will crash in seconds, right? Because they're stocking up, putting it up to say, hey, we got a great economy now. You said it's only a few stocks, right?
Well, I guess 7 or 15 stocks. But understand this. We've got a great increase in the market, excuse me. But as index for inflation, that's only a 6% gain. When the previous administration was in office, they had highs in the stock market. It was a 36% gain. People don't listen to this. They don't do the research. All they do is listen to the liberal biased news.
Alan, why can't you tell me which 7 to 15 stocks are going up so I can play the market? Because if anyone played those, that's the only ones that are getting paid, right?
That's true. See, I give that right up. I can't advise people on any of the markets. What I can do is recommend. But I can't advise people to do anything because I would get in a lot of trouble with that.
Is it almost like studying football teams? I'm just asking this and we'll go right back to this because I'm just intrigued and I think our audience is as well. Is it like just studying football teams and it's very difficult to judge if the stock's going to do well or not, just like the March Madness where everyone...
It's just like, you know, they say, we know how to time the market. Nobody knows how to time the market. They don't know, understand, well, dollar cost average. Well, dollar cost average has worked good, but it doesn't work in retirement. People don't understand. Like I said before, it's not about rate of return in retirement. It's about distribution of your assets. And if you have fixed and fixed index annuities, they have a much higher rate of return than what a stock portfolio will have. And the older you get, Neil, the higher distribution rate. I got people who are 75 years of age, and they're getting a 10 to 11% distribution rate, and that's guaranteed for the rest of their life. I don't care if that annuity runs out of money.
Based on a $1 million stock portfolio. if they had that. So what would 11% distribution rate be for a $1 million stock portfolio?
$110,000.
So they're getting $110,000 the rest of their lives. If both their husband and wife were getting that, that's pretty good.
Well, here's the thing, Neil. Let's say you had $1 million in your stock portfolio and it made 6% net of fees over a 5-year period. So if the fee was 1%, they have to average 7% with no loss. That $1 million would be worth $1,338,000 and something. At a 4% distribution rate, that's around $53,000. Now, if you put that same $1 million and took that out of that stock portfolio and put it into this particular fixed indexed annuity with no guarantee, with no gains in the indexing strategy on the guarantees the insurance company makes in that 5-year period when you're 65, guess what? You're taking income out of $81,989 a year, and that's guaranteed for the rest of your life. And you're going to get an increase in income too when the stock stock index goes up. But we're not tied to the market. We use indexing strategies. People don't know this.
Yeah. Alan, one thing that has always bothered me are the fees that they're charging a 401k and an IRA. And you know, this frustrates me. Since I met you, Alan, I want to go and strangle people like Neil Patel, even though, I mean, I love Neil's marketing advice, but I don't like his stock advice. I don't like the guests who come on stock advice. I'm a fan of Alex Ramosi. He brings on Dave Ramsey. So I can say these things because guess what, Alan? I'm not going to end up in a conference with them. Maybe at one point I will, and I could say, I can do what I want. I'm 6'10". But Alan, for you in this situation, this is frustrating because they're not telling you. Everyone looks at, I got $1 million. I'm retired. I'm in the money. If you know somebody's saying, you're going to have $1 million or $2 million. And all you have to do is take a certain amount of money. But they don't talk about the fees.
Well, they don't talk about the fees. They don't talk about what long-term care will do to you. They don't talk about Medicaid spend down. You know, I don't care if you got $2 million or $5 million. If your spouse goes into long-term care, which can last for years, that's between $50,000 to $200,000 a year. It goes up by 6% every year. They're going to take and spend all your assets down. Now, you can go get out of it with a Medicaid trust. But the problem is you got to do it 5 years before you become disabled. Now, who the hell knows what that's going to do? But the thing is, the surviving spouse, not only has the surviving spouse gone through basically hell caring for the loved one, but they're going to be left with one house, one car, and approximately $137,000. That's it.
Because they get hit because of all the government things that you're, unless you do something where you have cash value life insurance or fixed index annuities where they can't mess with it, right? It's guaranteed income for retirement.
Here's another thing I just thought of. You know, we talked about that healthcare, impact healthcare. What a great, great financial vehicle that is.
I looked it over, Alan, and guess what? They need to hire me as a spokesperson with you, Alan, because I did my due diligence of gone and doing my research. Wow. It's exactly like that share plan for Christians. The difference is, guess what? There's no underwriting. Second thing is, you basically can start and you basically can pick your doctor. The Medishare, all that stuff, the Christian Share programs, you have to pick your doctors. There's a list. Here you don't.
Right. And so only a 10% copay, and the deductible goes down to $2,500, and that's for the whole family, not just per individual. And that can be for a family of three or a family of 10. But the other thing, my point I'm bringing up here, Neil, is they have preventive health care that you can take with no charge to yourself. And this can keep you out of long-term care. It can, you know, can save you from tremendous hospital costs. And it's just, you know, we need to have preventive care. We need to have preventative measures to ensure your retirement. And having these risk of retirement not addressed will destroy a person's retirement.
I was seeing articles on Facebook. I don't know if you saw me. I tagged your name on it. Maybe that's the one we're talking about, Wall Street Journal. But I was just like, just ridiculous. These articles out here about retirement, I just want to throw myself and saying, please. And you know what? They want to go and get a Twitter battle with you, a TikTok battle. I was posting stuff on TikTok, Alan, and people want to go after you. But they don't tell you who they are. They don't want to get in the debate with you.
Well, I've gone through that a lot. And after I say, okay, well, listen, I'm a certified financial fiduciary. Have you known this? Do you know this? Do you know this? And I never hear from again.
Exactly. Because it's facts. All right. Last question. Alan, what can a person do to make sure they have a guaranteed income in retirement?
Well, like I said, cash value life insurance, fixed and fixed indexed annuities when properly constructed. And I can protect everybody from all these risks I just mentioned, government risk, tax risk, you know, just like required minimum distribution. You don't have that. You don't have that with a Roth, which is great, and it does not affect the taxation of Social Security or means testing Medicare Part B, which will be in the thousands of dollars per year. That's another great thing about a Roth conversion. But again, that Roth conversion, if it's in the market, you still have sequence returns risk, market risk, and things like that. But I can get rid of all those risks. I can show you to have a greater distribution of your assets for less money. And just like I tell people, okay, you've got that $1 million, take $650,000, put it in this annuity. Now you have $350,000 to pay the taxes on that right now and money left over. So why wouldn't you do that?
100%.
I'm going to make a lot more money in the stock market. Well, you're going to lose a lot more in the stock market too. And people don't understand this. They've been inundated, like I've said before, by the propaganda of Wall Street that the only way to save for retirement is through a 401k or an IRA or some qualified plan. And it didn't even exist a couple of decades ago. And basically what the large company said, man, this is great. It gets all the strain off of us, puts all the risk on the consumer where they have to provide their own plan and everything else. It takes everything off of us. And even if they contribute, they're not even coming close to what they're putting in pension plans.
Oh, totally. And people don't understand that the best people in the stock market, these hedge funds, it's crazy what back end secrets they have. And you have to have a certain amount of money. And I would be interested to see. And they're only promising like 10%. I don't know. I've watched Billions and it was interesting. And I don't know if you watched Billions ever on Showtime. That's 7 seasons. And now I'm a huge fan. Huh?
Now there's this guy that takes the market picks of Nancy Pelosi and a few others. And it's unbelievable what they can do.
Oh, they're making tons. Oh, my gosh, the government.
They're not caught for insider trading. It just drives me up the wall.
But they don't get caught. But let's just say we ended up meeting somebody for orange juice. As again, Trading Place is one of my favorite shows where they try to short. That was the best ever experiment of the stock market, even though I'm really into the stock market now. It's wanting to study these businesses because I want to do the marketing for these businesses, but go figure. Alan, the best place to go right now is email you at strategicwealth0@gmail.com or call 910-551-1046. Your new website soon will be available. People can go check it out. There's been a lot of great information and the healthcare plan. If anybody is looking to save money on their healthcare, all they need to do is give Alan a call today. Appreciate it, Alan.
Save 30 to 70% on your healthcare costs.
So you can save 30 to 70% on your healthcare and you don't have to go and find it somewhere or, you know, shave your head. Contact Alan today. Appreciate it, Alan.
All right. You have a great weekend.
All right. That was the Strategic Wealth Strategy Podcast, guys. Take care.